702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, good morning to you, Adam. Happy Friday. Let's start with an unhappy story coming out of Brazil. Many now feared dead after a police operation. It was a drugs raid, and it was a horrible shootout.
Absolutely, a shootout that went wild, basically got out of control. I guess lots of shootouts do, but 25 people lost their lives in this, including a police officer and seemingly just two passers-by on a metro train, two passengers, as the bullets ricocheted around. But that would leave 22 members of these drugs gangs who potentially have lost their lives, although, of course, there's a proper totting up to do here. This is a police operation, actually, that went against a court ruling in Brazil last June, I think it was, when essentially they said, you know, stop with the police raids. They're not really helping. If anything, they're causing more crime than they are solving. This one went in, according to officers, because they had wind that drug traffickers were recruiting children to their gang. Well, that is nothing new, and there's plenty of local residents in this particular favela in Rio have said it happens all the time, and children have absolutely been coerced into helping the drug traffickers, muggers, murders, kidnappings, you name it. But a very interesting point, that this police raid has cost a lot of lives, and that generally speaking, the police raids have caused more crime than they've solved. The trouble is, sitting back and just allowing the crimes to carry on, the criminals to get away with it, is also surely not an option. I don't know where we stand with it.
Gosh, you can't do nothing, right? You can't do nothing. Talking about doing something, right, the US now supporting this idea of a TRIPS waiver. This is around vaccine patents. This is good news.
Yeah, the World Trade Organization has made this move, and it looks like we're pushing about 100 countries who are on board with this, absolutely, and plenty of those countries are countries who can't get the vaccine quick enough or don't have the vaccine at all. I believe that it was South Africa and India who proposed this plan originally, and now the United States backing the idea of lifting patent protection so that vaccines can be reproduced and copied more cheaply, more easily, more readily in other countries. It's not even really always about the expense. It's just about getting the damn thing out there, isn't it? The only trouble is there are some countries against. The UK has been rather quiet on this, shall I say. Germany is absolutely at odds on this and suggests that waiving patents is not the way to go. It's a really tricky argument because the moment you get into this, you think, well, you know, all healthcare is when somebody needs it, when it's needed globally like this. Surely we should try to deliver it. But then where would we stand on HIV/AIDS treatments and cancer treatments, cancer cures? If somebody cures cancer, could there be a patent on that, or should we just all have it? And would drugs companies bother if they can't make profits anymore? That's at the heart of this, and that's the problem.
Gunboat diplomacy. Britain and France had loggerheads over fishing rights.
Yeah, it went all a bit Napoleonic, really, for a little while yesterday. It has died down a little bit today, although the central argument at the core of this, fishing rights, that has not gone away. This is all about the Channel Islands, which are very close to France. Lots of people there trade with France. Some have French surnames, plenty of French surnames, but they are staunchly British. It's one of those places. And Jersey is one of those anomalies. And essentially, they've said that if French fishermen want to come to Jersey waters, they have to apply for a license. And that's been going on since Brexit. French fishermen are not happy, and they started a blockade of St. Helier in Jersey. Two Royal Navy warships were sent and started patrolling the waters just to make sure there was no argy-bargy. Two French warships were sent in reply. These things laden with cannon and machine guns and you name it. So a little bit of a standoff, although they didn't get that close to each other. And ultimately, the French did not enter British waters. But there was just that fleeting moment, and as I say, it hasn't completely gone away, where they thought, is it really possible that World War III begins in the English Channel somewhere off the island of Jersey?
Right. The UK Navy against fishermen. We'll leave it there, Adam Gilchrist, for this morning's Worldview.